If you're going to be in Home Firth this weekend, on Friday night, there is a chance for you to go and see Ruby Turner at the Picture Dome in Home Firth. And Ruby joins us now. Ruby, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hello, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
How's about the live music for you then? Is this part of a big tour?
I never stop. I'm always on the road. So, you know, one tour's, it's a lifetime of touring. How's that? it's great, really. I've just really, as an artist, I've just kept going, really. I've just not stopped working. You know, I don't sort of take 6 months off. I don't have the luxury to be able to do that, really. And it's not something that's ever been in my mind to sort of take time out and then do a mega tour. And, you know, I've just kept going, you know. I do blocks of 10, 12, 5, 6, and, yeah. It works for me that way. It does, yeah.
Do you find that if ever you actually try and take some time off, that your mind is then just whirring full of ideas and things that you want to do? So actually the time off still becomes time that you work. You just might do something a little different.
Well, it's a difficult one, really, because I'm not very good with time off. I mean, I know we should all take, you know, take time out and reflect and rest. Well, I do that. But in terms of not working, I don't think that'll ever work for me, really. I think I've always got to be on, you know, doing a show. And that, I'm still stimulated by doing that, I think. You know, if I'm off the circuit for too long, I don't think it'd be good for my karma. I've got to keep at it.
And of course, as an artist, I mean, you've performed at some incredible venues and at some incredible events, for example, in the Millennium Dome and things.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate in my life, my career life, really. I've played some amazing places, met some wonderful people, and that's more reasons for just keeping going, because you never know who you're going to meet next time. So if you're not out there, you're not going to meet them, are you?
That is true.
So, yes, I've been very fortunate, like I said, to play some very big stages and from very important occasions. And, yeah, it's just one of those, you know, I try not to get too caught up in that. It's still my job I'm doing, and I just hope whenever I'm doing it, I do it well, whether I'm playing the Picture Dome or I'm playing some pub down the road.
You've also, if I think back to a film from, must be over 10 years ago now, you've also sung in a film to a school hall, but it happened to involve the Prime Minister and various other people in Love Actually.
Indeed, yes. Very, very fortunate. I can't believe it. To be honest, it's one of the... Anyone said, what was your biggest achievement? I think that might be one. You know, that situation where you get that audition and you get it and you get the part and you don't know what it's going to yield. I didn't for a minute think, you know, 10 years on when that was made, that it'll still be out there and people still regarded some people's favourite film ever. And to be part of it, I was just a cameo thing, but it's fantastic. And, you know, it's just one of those... How fortunate to have been in that film. That's all I can say, really, you know. Just so fortunate, I guess. Yeah, that's one of my highlights, I guess.
And is that how it worked, Ruby, where it was a case of did they come to you or did you come to them, and then did they make you go through the whole process of the showing what you can do just to show that you would be right for the role? Talk me through how it worked.
Let me cut a very long story short. I mean, my background is theatre too, you see, so... I was back in the day doing a very quick Streetcar Named Desire. I was playing the part of Eunice in the Old Vic in Bristol, the Bristol Old Vic. And I was in this production, and in this production was playing Blanche Dubois was Tara Fitzgerald. Now, Tara's agent came down to Bristol, and in tow was a casting agent that came to this show. And so then a few months later, I was invited to go and see a production called Proof in the West End at the Donmar Warehouse. And in that production was Gwyneth Paltrow. So I got invited to go and see this piece. And the reason why I had the invite to go and see this piece at Donmar is because I did a week at the Donmar for Sam Mendes a few years back. So I'd done a week, you know, when the theatre's dark, and I, you know, did a sort of a week there with the band. So Sam knew me, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I got the invite to go and see this piece. So then the after-show party up the road. I was downstairs, and then in walked the casting agent and Tara's agent, and she said, oh, I remember you, dear. Yes, Trigger. So she remembered me. 2 weeks later, I think, I had a call to go and see Richard Curtis in his office. Sat in his office was the casting director. She remembered me in the part. The part was coming up for the playing the mother of Joanna. And there you have it. It's just one right place, right time. There you go.
Yeah, what an amazing story. And
that's basically what happened. And the interesting thing was, I think they saw me, and I think the husband was already chosen for the part of the mother. And then they changed the husband because they saw me and put a new husband in. And the child as well. They changed the child and the husband.
Wow.
And
wow.
I mean, because just to make sure, because this child is of mixed parentage. And if you've seen the film, my husband looks Italian. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. La la la. Hey, it's all in the movies, babe.
And Ruby, I have seen it. I've seen that many times. It's one of those ITV 2 and 3 seem to show it quite often, and I always
Wonderful.
Record it when I can. Ruby, for those who are going to be seeing you in Home Firth on Friday, is it a show that's largely music? Do you tell stories in it? Talk me through the show as it is.
Listen, it'll just be a gig, you know. I'll be just coming to you with all the songs I've recorded over the years. You know, I've got soul, R&B, gospel. You know, and we'll have a laugh, because I know they like to have a good time up there in Home Firth. I've played it before. So, yeah, it'd be one of those, hopefully a wonderful night, and we'll all have a good time, you know?
Well, if you are going to see Ruby Turner in Home Firth at the Picturedrome, enjoy. And, Ruby, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It's a pleasure, Andy. Thank you.